Hello, I'm Matthew Huff, and this is poem audio number 4. The poem I'd like to read now is titled School Poems, and it was largely taken from observations I had of students of mine writing poetry either in their own time or in response to an assignment I'd given them. So this is School Poems. The air in study hall was thick with the smoke of pencils, scribbling to find fire on the page. 10 teenagers looking for love in the smile their words might make. Over in the library, some have rolled their sleeves, bent over a row of screens, their hurried breaths gyrating the pinwheels of their poems as their fingertips clicked like cleats on the pavement of their laptops. Letters dripping on documents, 1,000 raindrops on an old tin roof. I walked past the boy on the steps, with a halo of reverb plugged in from ear to ear, connected to a phone, synced to his heart, drumming his palms against his knees like his life had been lived only for this moment, the wild abandon of one who'd learned to walk the plank as the pirates of passion loomed behind him with their thick beards and blades sharpened as if to say, "Rock this one out, or you'll sleep in the ocean." The girl in the courtyard crooked one leg behind the other, curling her fingers around her phone in the cold, like she knew the next message he sent would make her warm. So she bubbled her poetry in blue, mailed it on the airwaves, and waited for his ellipses, 3 dots in Morse, before 3 words she longed to read. Down the hall, the kindergartners knelt outside their classroom, upturning waxy bags of crayon and 12 safety scissors, peeling the ghosts of Elmer's glue from their palms, as they told their parents they loved them, with a red construction heart and a firm crease in the center, a greater declaration of devotion than any sonnet could ever sing. So I kept walking briskly in the air of this century where people still write poetry, breaking pieces of their body like bread for summer swans and pressing them deep into 12 syllables, the friction of pounding feet and chattering teeth as they toss their own words into the rushing waters of time. School Poems is a poem where I wanted to take a vignette or a little moment from different forms of poetry writing that can occur at a high school. The first concrete images of the boy who is sitting on the steps, listening to music through his headphones, drumming on his knees. And I think there, just seeing the young teenager who is feeling very connected to music and art and poetry and rhythm, in between classes, just contemplating and meditating in his own way on his own poetic feelings through music. And then the girl outside, in the middle of the poem, she's texting, bubbling her poetry in blue, mailing it on the airwaves. She is standing there waiting for the ellipses of a response, presumably from the guy that she is texting. And then those 3 dots appear before 3 words she longs to read. The depth of feeling that goes into even just common exchanges on the cell phone. I wanted to capture that as something worthy of observing and worthy of thinking about. That's a school poem, her feelings and her thoughts and his on the other line. And then, of course, the kindergarten scene. I love returning back to my own experience in kindergarten, my own childhood, and the image of a ton of kindergartners on the floor with upturned waxy bags of crayon and construction paper, making valentines, making hearts and letters and notes for their mom and dad. That is possibly the very first school poem that any of us learns to write. And so the point of the poem, or the underlying notion that I wanted to grab at, was that all of these little things that these students do have a poetic value to them. Anytime somebody is learning to communicate himself or herself more fully, that for me is bumping into the poetic. It's dignified in its own way, even if it's drumming on your knees, listening to music, or texting a friend, or making a red construction heart for your mom. These are all school poems. And the image I opened with teenagers crouched over their computers, with their fingertips clicking like cleats on the laptop, that is our new form of this, that poetry is still very much alive, even if it is not the antiquated image of poets and their writing that we tend to think of, but rather this new century of young men and women who are still very much learning how to connect with the world around them through language and through rhythm and through art. It's still very powerful. And so the final stanza, I wanted to open that final moment by saying, I kept walking briskly in the air of this century where people still write poetry. That the cause has not been dropped, that the millennial generation and young people today often get a bad rap for not caring about poetics and not caring about depth, but I wanted to write a piece to prove, or at least try to prove, that that just simply isn't true, that you have young men and women in the making tossing their own words into the rushing waters of time. They are adding their own contributions, even though it might look and feel different. Well, thank you for listening. This has been Poem Audio number 4 with the poem School Poems, which is in my book, The Cardinal Turns the Corner, which is available on Amazon if you'd like to go check it out. Thank you so much.